One, two, three, hit me.
Like a virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
All right, it's Dave and Concetta with you on a Friday morning and so excited to be getting into a Like a Virgin. We have a Like a Virgin debut. We're joined by Goldfang. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Man, Goldfang, it's good to have you here, especially for a debut. Look, it was a bit touch and go if this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Not because we weren't interested. Not because you don't make incredible music, but because music wasn't your first big goal in life. You apparently wanted to be a professional soccer player.
Yeah, bro.
Man,
yeah,
what happened? What was the switch? Yeah.
So I came over here from Trinidad and I was just like, damn, everyone's so much better than
No way!
And I was like, I think I was a little bit intimidated, but I also had a distraction, which was my cousin who I call my brother. He was going to the studio every day, and I was kind of rolling with him because he's the only person around my age that I can hang out with. I don't have friends, obviously, coming straight over here. So I was hanging out with him every day, and I just got interested in music, man.
Yeah, so
and that's it.
Yeah. So it was kind of like while one interest was kind of falling off, there was another one that was just...
It was really obvious. I feel like it was really obvious that I had an obsession with this thing because from the start, I was just on it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to, kind of tap into a bit of Nardwa here, the interviewer, and Goldfang. When I say Reggae Mondays at Lansdowne Hotel in Sydney, look, he's taking a sip of water. Seriously. What does that mean to you? Like, and also, if you can explain what it is for people who might not know.
Reggae Mondays. So it started by my uncle Errol, my dad's older brother. It's just a representation of everything the Caribbean has to offer. You know, like, there's not a lot of Caribbean elements in Australia, especially in Sydney. You might go to Melbourne and find a bit more. But in Sydney, there's a very few. And my uncle, luckily on the music side, he has the musical talent to bring and showcase Trinidadian and Caribbean music in Australia.
Mm.
And I feel like it's just a hub for me. You know, when I want to, like, go and enjoy myself on a night out and I know that I want to have a good night, it's not like going exploring or let me go check this out. Like, yeah. I know I'm going there.
Dependable.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
yes.
the night.
I know I'm going there to enjoy some good music, see some good people, and just have a good night.
Is it true that when you saw your uncle playing for the first time,
that's
what really cemented the decision going, I got to make this my life now?
Nah, like, for reggae music, because I'm Trinidadian. Right, reggae is not our original music. Soca is our original music, which is more fast. For me, I've always loved reggae music. My stepdad used to play a lot of reggae. And just realizing that my uncle is one of these people as well who I look up to in life. You know, it was just like, oh man, like, this is what I got to do. And then he was like, he didn't put me on straight away. He was like, yo, go work on, if you want to do this music stuff, you got to go work on it. Because I obviously wasn't the best, like, from
starting
the start.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
And he was like, yo, so we're going to do these smaller gigs and stuff, and then I'll put you onto the big stuff. And then it was just like, yeah, all right, I'm going to go do it. So I started practicing at home. My dad would be in the next room, and I'd just be listening to my uncle's album for ages. Yeah, it was proper, like, research. I definitely did my homework.
Yeah, well, look, I'll tell you what. Whatever you've been picking up from your uncle, it's definitely work. Goldfang in the booth, Like a Virgin debut.
Yeah, man.
Brother, before we get into your cover, we're going to have to get this original first. Which one are you going to play out for us?
Original? It's called Move Like This.
Oh, my God. Sorry, love this song. Love
you.
Every time it comes on.
Thank you.
So we're about to get it live. We've got Goldfang in for Like a Virgin, about to play his original Move Like This. Goldfang, whenever you're ready, you're ready.
Let's get it.
Take it away on Triple J.
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
come on. Move like this for me. Bust it down, go quickly. Make it disappear like mystery. Take a little trip, go Sicily. Love how she jump it down. Love how she make it bounce. Y'all one race for me. One head, no waste, no time, I'm in. Yo, move like this for me. Bust it down, go quickly. Make it disappear like mystery. Take a little trip, go Sicily. Love how she jump it down. Love how she make it bounce. Y'all one race for me. One head, no waste, no time, I'm in. Watch me. Big money, no me dropping it quick. Cash money that I will make them quick. Now me go and get them to lit. Enter the center, man. What you want? You better me now. She want the gun, but me not Dracula. I'm a bitch, yes, I'm a mama. Construction, I'm a mama. Tell them you know the man too swift. Slide in, slide out, God. Give me the money, me want rich. She jump on broom like witch. Move like this on me. Bust it down, go quickly. Disappear like mystery. Take a little trip on Sicily. Hey, love how she drop it down. Love how she make it bomb. Y'all one race for me. One head, no waste, no time on me. Hey, move like this for me. Bust it down, go quickly. Make it disappear like mystery. Take a little trip on Sicily. Love how she drop it down. Love how she make it bomb. Y'all one race for me. No, it's no time, mommy. She drop it down. Love how she make it bomb. Y'all one best for me. One head, no waste, no time on me. Hey, like this for me. Bust it down, go quickly. Make it disappear like mystery. Take a little chip on Sicily. Love how she drop it down. Love how she make it.
Kicking it off with an original. That was Move Like This, Goldfang, in for Like a Version. I have to say, Goldfang, seeing you perform, you just look so joyful when you perform. It is addictive.
I love performing. I love performing. I grew up, when I just came to Sydney, it was the only thing I had was performing every Monday. So it's kind of like,
Well, speaking, how do you think that would go down at Reggae Mondays?
Oh, man, yeah, I would obliterate the stage.
Of course.
I've been scared for the next act.
Man.
Yeah, follow that.
What do you reckon your uncle would have said?
My uncle, he's already like, every time I see him now, he expresses to me how proud he is. Oh, you know, and that's something that I take. And you know how people like, I'm so proud of you stuff. Mm. And you're like, yeah, man,
thank you.
Now, when he told me, I was really like, yeah, I know, because he doesn't. It's not to say he doesn't compliment people, but he likes people to put in the work.
Yeah.
And then he's like, reap the reward, you know? So for him to come and be like, yo, I like what you represent and I like how you're doing it, it was amazing.
Yeah. I love that.
Shout out Errol, man.
Shout out Errol.
Look, you are on Triple J. It is Like a Version. Goldfang in the building.
Yeah, man.
We heard the original. We're about to get into the cover. Before we do, Goldfang, we're going to get to this news first. So while people are listening to the news, can you give them a clue onto what you're going to cover for Like a Version?
Boy, are my feet tight.
Oof, let that sink in and then text in what you reckon Goldfang's going to cover. Boy, are my feet tired.
Hope someone can get this.
Yeah, 043975755. It's Dave and Conchetta in for Like a Version. Let us know what you're thinking Goldfang's going to cover and we'll find out after the news.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Version.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Version is biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
I don't want no
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Version.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
Welcome back to Triple J. You are with Dave Woodhead, Concetta Caristo, and Goldfang in the building for Like a Version. It is his debut. And man, you've just gave a little clue before onto what you're going to cover. Can we hear that clue from you one more time?
Boy, are my feet tired.
Boy, are my feet tired. We're going to find out what that means very, very soon. But Goldfang, last year, look, you've been supporting a whole bunch of big acts, including J Balvin, just an absolute monster in the reggae dancehall scene. What was that like for you?
That was definitely a sign that I'm doing the right thing. You know, J Balvin is a staple in the Latino community and reggae community, as you said, reggaeton community, as you said. And just, yeah, he's one of the leaders, you know? So for me to be chosen to open for a guy like that, it just shows me that I'm doing the right thing.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, did you get to spend some time with him?
Yes, I did. I did. He's a cool guy, man. He follows me on Instagram as well.
Oh.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's down to earth as well. Like, I can text him and in like 5-10 minutes, you text me back.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, he's really cool. I feel like if I stretch for it, I can probably get a J Balvin song.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
What is this, like breaking news or something?
No, I mean,
hopefully it is.
Come on, this is...
Hey, Jose, get at me, bro.
I'll tell you what would probably really cement that J Balvin feature. If you knock it out of the park with this Like a Version, your
I
debut.
I did.
Man, I'll tell you what. You put out the clue before. Boy, are my feet tired. We've been getting texts about it since you said it.
Yeah.
But this is the time to reveal Goldfang. What are you playing for Like a Version?
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm holding on, truly, physically. I'm like holding on to the wall.
You, my
and
pulse is, honestly, if you don't tell me soon, I think I'm going to have a heart attack.
We're going to pass out.
I'm actually going to go into cardiac arrest.
You better tell us what you're covering Like a Version.
You need to save my life, Goldfang. Tell me, what are we hearing?
Dum, 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 dum. All right, let me stop. All right, I'm Still Standing. By Elton John.
Oh, I'm still gonna pass out.
The guy.
I'm actually gonna be sick.
The legend. Yeah?
Let's get it.
This is big, all right? Look, and so many iconic Elton John songs, you know. I mean, you talk about it, a discography.
Yeah.
What made you go with this one in particular?
So the first time I heard this song, I couldn't tell you where I was, but the guitar chords, like as soon as I heard that, I was like, this is my world. You know, and it's not the reggae. I obviously love reggae. It's my thing. But I've also got this. I grew up playing with the Delta Rigs as well when I got over here.
Mm.
And the Delta Rigs is like a punk rock band. Elliot Hammond is one of my favorite people and like a mentor to me. So it's very much in the punk world. And I was like, man, this is amazing. And then I heard the vocals and I was like, yeah, this guy. I didn't know it was Elton John at first.
Yeah.
And then I Shazammed it, and I was like, oh, I got to do my research now because this guy has got something that I've never known him to have. I always thought he was like the piano guy.
You put him in that sort of box.
Now that you kind of said like punk, you can hear the punk influence in this track in particular.
Yeah.
But I think most people go like, out of all the artists you could give like a reggae twist to.
Yeah.
Elton John would be kind of...
The most left?
The most left. Yeah. So what made you go with Elton John?
Because it's the most left, you know, like you can't be comfortable and expect change, you know, or expect to get anywhere. I feel like getting out of your comfort zone is where change happens, you know, and growth happens.
Oh my God.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, there couldn't be more hype. Now we want to hear this cover. So we've got Goldfang in for Like a Version. Concetta and Dave with you on Triple J. Whenever you're ready, Goldfang, take it away. Your cover of Elton John's I'm Still Standing.
Now, me and my band are about to go in and get it. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Your blood like winter freeze, just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up in a wreck you hide behind that mess you use. Me
failure, you think me could I never win? Well, look at me, I'm a coming back again. I got the taste for love in a simple way. And if you need to know, I'm still standing. You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I can never hope to win. You're looking down the road and leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if our love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. But you're blind to me now. Tell me, how your heart so cold? So much, so much truth untold. Sell out your shop, now you have to restock. Looking for love, looking for what? Baby, your office slow your road. Crash me in a deep hole, but I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes!
They said it couldn't be done. They said Elton John was too left field to give a reggae twist to. And you know what Goldfang said?
He said, listen to this.
He said, watch me. Watch me smash it out of the park.
You know what I mean?
Brother, congratulations. You know what I mean? Huge Like a Virgin debut. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. The joy performing was there. Also, I love the crew around you, the saxophone, the drummer. We got the singers. And honestly, there's more people in this room with sunglasses than without. And it kind of makes sense because we're all looking at a freaking star.
Yeah. I think everyone,
I wish we brought our sunglasses.
I know. I think everyone's future is just too bright in this room.
Oh, my days.
And hey, Goldfang, I feel like, is it true, this song, you had it locked and loaded for the call for Like a Virgin?
Yes. So this was one out of two songs that I've had for years. Like, honestly, this getting the Like a Virgin call was crazy because I literally said, when they call, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. And look, like we said, got yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, man.
It absolutely paid off.
Yeah, man.
And also, apparently, little birdie told me, you've got a couple of big drops and big announcements. You got a show happening on, I want to say,
24th?
The 24th of March, is that right?
23rd.
23rd? Someone's getting fired over that.
About to fire some bird. Some little bird is about to be locked
in. Honestly, there's a lot going on, so I know you guys.
And you know, but this is my information. This is my information. This is what happens when I get information from animals.
but this we know. Is it true that an EP is on the way?
Yes. An EP is on the way. Another EP. This one is, I would say, more of a dancey kind of vibe. You know, so you're getting a little bit more Vulnerable Fang on this side. You know, I'm a political guy. I like going against the grain and stuff. But I feel like now, like, the music I've been making recently, it's more Loverboy stuff. I'm trying to be a soft guy.
Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah. Well, Goldfang, you absolutely smashed your debut Like a Version of I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
Thank you
so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure. It's Dave and Kinjota with you on Triple J. Stay with us and we'll tell you who's doing Like a Version next week.